The Inner Cry, Part 5. An inner cry is the only remedy for mind-caused problems. Sri Chinmoy. To reach the outer sky, I fly and fly. To reach the inner sky, I cry and cry. Sri Chinmoy. The inner cry is the only treasure we will ever need. The inner cry is the secret and secure passageway from our blind, ignorant, finite self to our illumined, liberated, infinite self. Before crying for anything or anyone, we must cry to attain the inner cry. And then, to retain, intensify, sweeten, brighten, purify and perfect the inner cry, always and at every moment. Pouring ourselves utterly into the inner cry is the fastest and most effective way to silence the mind, calm the emotions, open and widen our heart, sharpen our awareness, focus our will, harness our energy, maximize our capacities, fulfill our potential, and realize our purpose. When our inner cry is perfect, everything in our life becomes perfect. Like a hot air balloon that is fixed to the ground, our ego-bound mind weighs us down, tethering us with its thoughts, concepts, and formulas to the definable and the describable, the limited, the finite, the futile and false. Focusing on the finite, our thinking and imagining become encased in the finite, and we pretend and even believe ourselves to be finite. The inner cry loosens and releases the cords, tying our consciousness balloon to the ground, freeing us to rise above our small plot of ego, to envision beyond the valleys of the known, to soar over ever-receding horizons of possibility, to fly into the illumined freedom sky of our soul. The inner cry costs nothing, and gives everything. Invisible, it reveals all to be seen. Unknowable, it makes everything known. The more intense the budding inner cry, the more radiant the blossoming outer smile.